The Mishnah starts, Me'imasai Keirin Eshma Ba'arvin. When does the Zman of Krishna start in the evening? Bishosha Kahanim Nechnosim Lechel B'Trumosom. So the Zman Krishna starts when the Kahanim are allowed to eat Trumen. The Gemara will say this is Seisa Keichovin. And it continues at Soif HaShmura Rishayna till the first third of the night. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. And it would seem that, according to Rabbi Lezer, after the first third of the night, if one will learn Krishna, he won't be Yotze. This man of Krishna is mukbul to from Tzeis HaKichovim till the first third of the night. V'chachomim oimrim ad chatzois. I wouldn't like to elaborate now, but the Shittas Rabbeinu Yoinir would seem Shittas Chashi is also that according to the Chachomim, one is only Yoitze Krishma till Chatzos. If one will lain after Chatzos, one will not be Mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. Ram Gamliel Oymar Hatshiyala Muda Shachar, Ram Gamliel holds that the Zman of Krishma is till the morning. Maise Ubo Bonov Mi Beis Amishte, Omguloi Lekirina Eshma. His children, the children of Gamaliel, came after Achasene, and they told him, we have as not lain Krishma. Om alam im loy olam uda shachar chayovim atam likreis. If it's not amuda shachar, it didn't become morning yet, chayovim atam likreis imachuyiv now to lain Krishma. What the shayla was, we'll see later in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim of Gamaliel told them that they are still able and still machuyiv to lain Krishma. V'loizdu bulvad omru, not only the mitzvah of Krishma, one can be mekayim the whole night, elakoma shomul chachomim ad chatzos mitzvosan ad sheyal amud ha-shachar. All other mitzvahs, which we see the chachomim say ad chatzos, is the mitzvah d'yeraise is ad sheyal amud ha-shachar. And in other words, he's telling him the chachomim also agree that min ha-teire, one has the whole night to lay in Krishma. Hekter chalovim ve'ivorim mitzvosan ad sheyala mudashachar. By Kobonis, the Kahanim were makter, the chalovim, and the ivorim of a korban oila, the mitzvos haktoris ad sheyala mudashachar. B'chol ha'necholim liyom echad, the Kobonis which are eaten one day, a day and a night, mitzvosan ad sheyala mudashachar. In Kain Lama Umru Chachomim Ad Chatzos, why did the Chachomim say that one can only eat Kolbonis Ad Chatzos, or one can only learn Krishma Tul Chatzos? Kidei Lahachik Odo Min Aveira, they made a siyog to make sure that a person should not be nichshel in an Aveira. Zat Rashi. Me'eimosai Koyren Eshma Ba'arvin, Mishosh HaKehanim Nechnosim Lechul B'Trumosom. So what are we speaking about? Why do Kahanim have to eat Truma only at a special time? So Rashi says we're speaking about a certain type of Kahanim. Kahanim shenitmu. Kahanim that had become Tomei. V'tovlu, and they toivled themselves by day. V'herif shimshon, and the sun went down and it became night. V'higiya itam lechel betruma, and it now became the time to eat Truma. The Midayik in the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi is Mishane, the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishosha Kahanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumos. When the Kahanim come to eat Trume. When the Kahanim come to eat Trume, that is the time to lay in Krishma. Rashi says, not when they come to eat Trume, V'higiyo Itom, when the time came that they can eat Trume. It would seem from Rashi, Rashi wants to for Emperor Akasha. Later we'll learn in the Gemara that when it comes to Zman Krishma, one is not allowed to eat. So how can the Kahanim eat Trume b'shas Tzeis HaKeichovim, now the Zman Krishma? So therefore Rashi said, pshat in the Mishma is not when they're coming to eat Trume, v'igia itom lechol b'trume, when the time came that they can eat Trume. Lamai said they're not allowed to eat Trume Tzeis HaKeichovim before they lay in Krishma. That's what Rashi is telling us. The Tzlach, the Achoinim asks the Shaila, the Tzlach wants to say a different heretz, that since Achilas Trume is a mitzvah, it's an avoideh, so if one is oisik in a mitzvah Achila, one does not have to worry about the mitzvah of Krishma. that what Chazal asked her to eat bizman krishmer, samazoy achilas rishus, achilas mitzvah, one is allowed to start eating even though he has yet not learned krishmer. Atzoif ha'ashmura rishayna. So Rashi is explaining now Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar said that his man Krishme is continues till Soif Ashmure Shine, till the end of the first Ashmure. What Ashmure means we'll see that Gimel, and Rashi says that in time this is Shlisha Laila, till the first third of the night. Kidimeforish Bigmore. Umisham the Ela. So now Rashi says, that's what he said, Ad Soif Ashmur Shaina, one Kalein Krishma till this time. So Rashi says, Umishon Ve'eloch, from that time and further, Ovazman. Now is not the time for Krishma. And Rashi tells us the reason of Rabbi Eleza, Veloi Mikri Suzman Shrive. Because the translation of Bishach Becha, according to Rabbi Eleza, is when one, the time when one goes to sleep. So one starts going to sleep from Tzeisa Kechovim, and one ends going to sleep by the first third of the night. Especially Bizman HaMishnah, when there wasn't electricity, so Memela, by the end of the first third of the night, people have gone to sleep already. Now Rashi is explaining, now we'll understand the reason of the first Aloch in the Mishnah. That one can only start learning Krishma from Tzeis HaKechovim. Because the Mikame Hochinami loves man Shchive. Before Tzeis HaKechovim is also not Zman Shchive. And Krishma is Mugbul to Zman Shchive. When people go to sleep, that is the Zman Krishma. Lefichach, HaKeire Kaidim Lachem Layotso Yedei Chayvose. Therefore, a person will learn Krishma before Tzeis HaKechovim, one will not be Yotze. So Rashi asks Akashim, came Lama Kairin Oysa Bebeis HaKnesses. Why do we learn Krishma before Tzeis HaKechovim? It is very interesting that Rashi, the Mishnah, said two halachas. Halacha Aleph is when does one start learning Krishma? And that the Mishnah says, Mishosh HaKahanim Nichnosim Lecho Betrumosim. Halacha Beis, when does this man end? That the Mishnah says, Atzoif HaShmura Rishayim. Rashi started explaining the second halacha, that the Zman of Krishma ends at the end of the first Ashmur. Then all of a sudden Rashi goes back to the first halacha, and now Rashi has a problem, we learn Krishma before Tzeis HaKechovim. Wouldn't it be practical that Rashi should have a Dibur HaMaschil on the first halacha of the Mishnah? The first halacha says, Mishosh HaKahanim Nechnosim Lecho Betrumosim. So Rashi should have asked, we learned Krishma before them. Why did Rashi wait? Rashi started explaining the second halacha in the Mishnah to when this man Krishma goes to, and then Rashi comes back to the beginning. Rashi should have started right away in the beginning of the Mishnah. Now the Teretz is very poshut. The Teretz is Rashi wanted to prove to us that this word b'shochbecha, which b'shochbecha means zman shchive, when a person lays down, that this word is bedavke. You can't play around with this word. So just like Rashi proved from the Mishnah, that if one will lay after the first Ashmura Rishoyne, you won't be yoytze. Why won't he be yoytze? Because it is not man shchive. That is as clear. Ad soif Ashmura Rishoyne. One can lay only till the first third of the night. So Rashi proved to us that b'shochbecha is bedavke. You can't, it's not flexible. Zman Krishma is only Zman Shchive. So if it is so, on the, that Zman Shchive ends after the first third of the night, so in the same vein, the Zman Shchive starts, Tzeis HaKechovim. You can't play around with the b'shochbecha. So b'shochbecha is bedavke, say when it starts and say when it ends. So now Rashi had a very big problem. So how do we stim with the Mishnah? We learn Krishna before Tzeis HaKechovim. So how are we yait the mitzvah? That is Rashi's kash. In tein lomo kairin oisa bebeis haknes. So Rashi answers, kidei lamoid betfile mitoich dibrei toir. That the Krishna we learn, which is
before Teisa Kechovim. And in order to elaborate a little, the Meiri explains, and this is the Yerushalmi, they used to learn Krishma after the Shkia. They learned Krishma Bein Ashmoshes. They didn't stay till Teisa Kechovim. They learned Krishma Bein Ashmoshes after the Shkia. They davened Meirev, they shot the shul, and they went home. So Rashi asked Ashayla, what is the purpose of learning Krishma then? It's before Teisa Kechovim. So Rashi says, Teilamoid b'tvila misoid mitesh b'drei teire. That is, not of mitzvahs Krishma, because you're not going to mitzvahs Krishma. V'hoch itanye b'breise b'broches Yerushalm. Ulefichoch. So now Rashi puts a very interesting halacha. Choyva oleinu litroiso mishetechsha. So Rashi says, if you, we are not going to mitzvahs Krishma bein ashmoshech, so what does an Elach Yid have to do? An Elach Yid mishetechsha. Rashi shites, Matshites HaRabbeinu Yoine, an Elach Yid, as soon as it becomes night, he should make sure to learn Krishma. He should not stall, he should not push it off. An Elach Yid is to learn Krishma as soon as it becomes night. So Rashi says, you learn Krishma in Shul? Very good. That was Lamed B'Tfilah Mitesh Divrei Torah. But now, when you come home, Mishetechshach, as soon as it becomes night, Choyva Oleinu, Likreisa Mishetechshach. Now you have to learn Krishma. All three parshiyas. That's what you have to do. That's what Rashi is saying. U'bekriyas parshi rishoyin eshodem koyral mitosa yot. So first Rashi told us what one should do. Fine. What if one didn't do that? How many yidin do you have when they come home, Mishetechshach, they learn Krishma? There's some people, they come home and finish, and they don't learn Krishma. So should we make now a big macho and change the Zmanei Tfilah of Meirev, which was a very difficult situation? People couldn't go to Meirev late at night. So Rashi says, it's not too gefellig. When a person learns Krishma Alamita, we learn Krishma Alamita, so when he learns one parsha, he joits. So what did Rashi say over here? The Achreinim say that Rashi Shita was that the parsha Rishoyne is a Diraisa. The other two parshas are the Rabbona. Afkan Divrei Achreinim. Let us be moisif one nekuda on the Divrei Achreinim. We are speaking about that the minig was they learn Krishma after the Shkia Bein Ashmosh. So when they learn Krishma, they were learning in Azman, maybe this is Laila, maybe this is not Laila. So how does one, it's a suffix. So the Yerushalmi says, this is the Yerushalmi that Rashi brought down. So I learned Krishma, I don't know if I was Yoitzer, if I wasn't Yoitzer. So what should one do? So the halach is as follows. On the first parsha, the suffix, the Raisa Lechuma. How could you rely on Bein Ashmoshes? Maybe it's still Yoin. And the other two parshiyas, it's a chiyav the Rabbonon. Afrum Yid Rashi said, Choyv Oleinu Lekhoisa Mishetech Shech Rashi meant all three parshiyas. But if they didn't do it, but Lemaisa, they learned the parsha Rishayne, so Lemaisa, we were Yoitze Mitzvahs Krishma, the Raisa, we were Yoitze, because we learned it at night. The other two parshas, which are the Rabbonon, will come, Lebez Nishomayla and say, listen, Sovik the Rabbonon, look who, I learned the three parshas. So Memele, that's what Rashi is saying over here. A Bekiyas Parsha Rishayne Shadum Kairam Mitosa Yot. Atche Yala Mudashacha, this is Rabban Gamil, Shekola Laila Kori Zman Shchive. The Zman Shchive is the whole night. Hekte Chalovim Vaivorim Shel Kobonis Shenizrak Domon Vayoyim. A korban that it was Eirik the dam the whole day, so the mitzvah is mitzvosom lahalois kol alayla. The mitzvah is to be makter it the whole night. Ve'enom nifsolim belina ad sheyala mudashacha. And it will not become possible the whole night, even though ve'en lemata min ha-mizbeach, even though they were not put on the mizbeach, v'chsiv lo yolin la-boiker. The chalovim, the emurim, which were not on the Mizbeach, Laboike, you're not allowed to put them on. But a whole night you're allowed to put them on. Chalovim shall call Kobonis. Eivorim shall oilo. Becholan echolim leyoim echot. All Kobonis.
which are eaten one day, kigoin chatos, vi osham, vi kivse yatzeres, umenochis vitoido, mitzvoson, zman achiloson, achiyalam udashach, vuhu may be in liyes noiso, the mitzvos achilos till the morning, vichsi vatoido lo yiniach mimenu ad boike, you shouldn't leave it till the morning, vikulam mitoido yilmedu. So the mitzvah di araisa is you'll have to eat it the whole night. In kein lama amu chachomim ad chatzois, if the mitzvah min ha-toyre is kol ha-layla, why did chachamim, why were they magdil the mitzvah and said the mitzvah is only till chatzos? They lahachik odom min ha-veire. And Rashi says, which is a machlokes ha-rishonim, va-osrum ba-achila koidim zmanom. They were mafkiya the mitzvah. Min ha-toyre is a mitzvah a whole night to eat kolbonis. Mitzvah sachila is the whole night. The osrum, they said you're not allowed to eat it. Koidem zmanon, before the zman achila ended, kidei shelo yavri la'ochlo la'acher amud ha'shachar. In order to prevent that a person shouldn't go and eat the korban after amud ha'shachar, v'yischayiv koris, v'chein bekriyishma, it would seem Rashi says, just like they said you cannot eat the korban, v'chein bekriyishma, it would seem you cannot lain krishma after chatzos, you're lain if you're not mekayim mitzvos krishma. And why did they say this? Lizariz es ha'odom. To be mizariz the person, to motivate the person, shelo yomar yesh li oichus, he shouldn't think he has a whole night to lain krishma, or b'soich kach, and if he'll that's a heinreden that he has a whole night, yala mudashacha, the overlay as man. So therefore they said, a person only has a short amount of time to learn Krishna. He can only learn till chatzos. After chatzos, he won't be mekayim mitzvahs Krishna. So that's the similarity between Krishna and achilas kotzi. Rashi says, v'hekta chalovim diktoni hoche, le omru boi chachomim at chatzos, Hekta chalovim, there's bechlal no din that you have to be makta till chatzos klal. V'lei nokit lo hocha v'lei diyi alayla lo hidiya shekol dova hanoid balayla kosha kol alayla. He just wants to tell us that everything that min ha-toyre, the mitzvah is balayla, so the mitzvah is nimshach, it continues the whole night. V'chinam isnan de perisheni de megillah kol alayla kosha l'ktsira sa'ayma, alay hekta chalovim ve'ivorim. That min ha-toyre, The mitzvah of Haktoras and Murim is a whole night, and Rashi holds the Rabbono never made us yog by Haktoras. Taisus. Ve'emosai koirin. Heirish Rashi, va'anan heichi korinon mi ba'oidyon. Why do we lain, how can we lain Krishmi mi ba'oidyon? Ve'inonu mamtina l'tzeisa kechovim kede mefarish begmore. Al-Kain Peirish Rashi. Now, let's look at the Lashon of Tosfos, how Tosfos brings down Rashi. Tosfos brings down a different Rashi, not the Rashi that what we had. Our Rashi said, we had a very frum Rashi. Rashi says, Choyv Oleinu Likhoisam Yishetechsha. B'diyeved, if he lain the first parsha, Yotso Yidei Chibosi. Rashi never said, one should be satisfied with Krishna Mishalamita. Rashi said, Fakir. It seems Taisus had a different Rashi, a different Gilson Rashi. Taisus brings down from Rashi, Shekrishma Shalamita Iker, that's the Iker Krishma, Mehulach Atzeisa Kechavim, so Memele, so we have nothing but to worry about, the Krishma Shalamita takes care of all our problems. Hochi Isa B'Yerushalmi, in Kora Koidim Lachem, Lo Yotzo. If he lands before Tzeisa Kechavim, he's not Yotzo. Bin kein lomonu mispalulim krishma bebeis ha-kneses, elamit betvila mitoich divrei toich. Kein ole perusha. So kasha alef toisvis asks, voloi ein ha-oilem regilem likrei samuch l'shrive ala parsha rishayna. The oilem is rogel only to lane the first parsha. Bin kein sholish parshis ha-yoi likrei, she should have lane all three parshis. Now we mentioned before that Achayinim say Rashi holds that the other two parshas are the Rabbonon, and according to the Rishami it's Bein Hashmoshes, so on the other two parshas we would say Sovik the Rabbonon Lekula. For eight kashas, a second kasha, the tzorich leborech b'kriyeshma shtayim lefoneho, u'shtayim lacheo b'arvis. There is a mitzvah of Bilchas Krishma, that two brachas should be said before it and two brachas afterwards.
So if the Iker Krishma is Krishma Shalalamita, so where are the brachas? Where are the brachas? The Achronim answer this shaila that Birchas Krishma is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. If the bracha would be Ashekichonu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivonu likreis HaShma, then there's a problem. We yitzah the mitzvah at night, where's the bracha? The yitzah with the Krishma Shalalamita. Birchas Krishma, the Mariv Arovim, the Yavama Yisrael, are really broches, which Chazalwa, or the Anshik Nesak Dela were misakin. This is a Tfiladike broche. This is a Mayrivike broche. The Horaya, you see the Gemara, the Mishnah says further, what's in the morning, if a person davened after Zman Krishma, HaKoyre Mikan V'ilach Lohivsit, so the Gemara says Lohivsit HaBroches. It's after Zman Krishna, it's after Zman of Kumecha, and he davens, he later says, Yaitzer HaMayoyres, it's after Zman Krishna. So we see that the brachas are not dependent on the mitzvah of Zman Krishna. The brachas are tzilidike brachas. So memele, legabi mitzvah tzvile za darabonon. So a mitzvah tzvile, the way we said before, is the chogut, a mitzvah tzvile, it's Beinash Moshes. So Beinash Moshes, we can be from and say, Sofik the Rabbonon Lekule. Other Shitas hold one may tell Sphira Beinash Moshes. Since Mitzvah Sphira is Oimer of the Rabbonon, but one doesn't have to be so from. The Mahadrim, wait till Tzeisa Kechovim. But if a person wants to be a little daring and a little risky, he's allowed to take the chance. Sofik the Rabbonon Lekule. So Memele, the Broches, which in Yisod, are birches which are dependent on tefillah, so the broches, one can be yaitzeh bein hashmoshes, these are tefillah dike broches. The chiyav of Krishna, one will be yaitzeh taka with Krishna shalalamita. Ba'oid, the oisa kriyishma, somoch lamita, eina elo bishvil hamazikim, kedi omar besomoch. The Gemara says later, the reason we lay in Krishna is only a shmire from mazikim. Min Talmud Chochamu ain't a tzorech. And the Gemara says, Klor, a Talmud Chochamu is constantly learning. He does not need the Shmire of Krishma Shalalamita. And a Talmud Chochem doesn't learn Krishma Shalalamita. So Taisus is asking Akasha, but we need the Krishma Shalalamita in order to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishma. So how can a Talmud Chochem get away with not learning Krishma? And that is a Poshet Teret, what the Rishonim answer on Taisus. The Rashi is speaking about one thing, the Gemara is speaking about another thing. The Gemara is speaking about if a person blamed Krishma Bismanoi. So Memela Mitzvah's Krishma, he was Yaitzer. So now there's a new din of Krishma Shalamita. So that the Gemara says, why is Krishma Shalamita recited? For Shmira. A Talmud Chochem doesn't need Shmira, he doesn't say Krishma Shalamita. Rashi is speaking about a practical Shaila. Rashi is speaking about over the Maisa Arminyon, and we start davening Maira early. We start davening Maira early. So we have a new problem. How are we Yaitzim Mitzvahs Krishma? So Rashi says, since the Maisa, the Oilam, matters who you're talking about to give us a thumbs up, Rashi. We're talking about, Rashi said, that Chayiv Oleinu Likroisa Mishetechshach. So the Tamidei Chachamim Zichelein Krishma Mishetechshach. But then there's no Shaila. Now what are we speaking about? The Hamoinam. No, the Hamoinam, they learn Krishma Shalalamita. So, in the end, they were Yaitz already with Krishma Shalalamita. So, Memele, Rashi never said that that is the reason of Krishma Shalalamita. Rashi just said, since the Hamoinam learns Krishma Shalalamita, so, in the end, we are Yaitz with that Krishma, is therefore, we don't have to be Meich and make a revolution in Mimishana, the Zmane Tfile, which would incur a lot of difficulties. That's this Kash. Ba'oit kosher dintain paskinon krabi Yeshua ben Lein. So Taisa says if Lamaisa we're yaitza with Krishma Shalalamita, so it comes out we are noyeg, we're paskining like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The omar tfilois be'emtza tiknon. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said there's a machlekes further in the Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. If the tfilois, the shalosh tfilois, are said between the two kriyashma. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, a person learns Krishma in the morning, he davens Shachas, after Krishma. He davens Mincha, after Krishma. He davens Shemayna Esrei Shal Mayrev, also. before Krishma Shalavat, and then he learns Krishma Shalavat. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds the three tefillahs are sandwiched in by the two Krishmas. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, that by Meirev, one has to learn Krishma before Meirev. He has to be Shaymach Kuvah Letzvillah. So Tosfos is asking, it comes out according to us, if we're Yaitzim Mitzvahs Krishma, with Krishma Shalamita, Paskini Kav Yeshua ben Levi, Dona Tfilis Bemza Tiknu, Perish Beemza, Ben Shnei Kriyashma, Ben Krishma Shal Shachis, Ben Krishma Shal Arvis. And that's what we are doing, because we're Yaitze Mitzvahs Krishma by Krishma Shalamita. Va'anan Kaimalon Kerabi Yechenin, we pass in like Rabbi Yechenin, Dama Lekamon Eze Ben Oilam Habo, Za'asaymach Gula Shal Arvis Letvile. That one should say Krishma Shal Arvis, and then we have Gula Gulas Mitzrayim, and he says that before Shemayin Asra. So that the Divrei David answers that Lemaise, the din, the halacha of smichas gula letvile, we're yaitze. That we're yaitze. We haven't made it before. So the din of smichas gula letvile, we're yaitze with that shmiyishma, as the smichas gula letvile. This din is a darabon in the kedin. And perhaps, as we said before, veina shmoshis, all these darabon in the kedin, we don't have to be so from. We'll say legabi the din smicha gula letvile, that one has to learn Krishma before Shemayin Esrei, this Tarabon in the Kedim, I can assume it's Laila. We're only worried about the Didiraisa, the Kemitzvah of Krishma. That's how she says that we yaitze with Krishma Shalalami. But Al Kaponim, we see that Taishvus did not appreciate Rashi's Tiktayot. Lochein Perish Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam said, the other Rabbi, Kriyashma shall base HaKnesses Iker. The Iker Kriyashma is the Kriyashma we say in Shul. Vintayma, so now we have a problem. Heich onu koirin kol kach mi boidyon. If we're yaitze with that Kriyashma, it's before Tzeis HaKichodim. How are we yaitze with this Kriyashma? Lochein Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says, We paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ona bepeirik tvilas hashacha, bizman tvilas minche ad plaga minche. Rabbi Yehuda holds that zman tvilas minche is not till the shkia. Zman tzvilas mincha, or not to Laila, whatever zman tzvilas mincha is, it is still plaga mincha. Plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before Laila. Laila is the shkia, so it's the shkia, Laila says a kechovim, it says a kechovim. But al koponim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that zman mincha is ends by plaga mincha. An hour and a quarter before Laila ends zman mincha. ומיד כשיחלה זמן המנחה, מסחיל זמן ערביס. In the minute זמן מנחה ends, then it begins זמן ערביס. So the זמן of מיירב is an hour and a quarter before לילה, before the שקיע, before תסה כחובם. So we just gained an hour and a quarter. So in this hour and a quarter, this is לילה for מיירב. And in the same sense, the Rabbi Netam says, it's לילה for the mitzvah of Krishma. Now, the Rabbi Netam said a very debatable statement over here. And the Rosh asks on the Rabbi Netam, Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Plaga Minche, Zman Minche ends an hour and a quarter before the Laila. So Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. The Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim, the Akrove ended an hour and a quarter before Laila. Zman Minche is dependent how the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim was, the second Tomit. So just like the Zakrova ended an hour and a quarter before Laila, so Zman Minche also ended then. In Korbonis, so now we have, this is the end of the Zman of Akrova Satomit. Now we're up to Zman Meire. So that's in Meire. So when we're speaking about Tfilos, which tvilas can I get medium tikno. Tvilas are dependent, are similar to the kobonis. So tvilas are dependent on the zman of the kobonis. However the kobonis are, so that's how the tvilas. So tvilas correspond to the zman of the akrobis atom. Here we're speaking about a mitzvah, the araisa of Krishna. Here it says b'shoch b'cho. So how does Rabbi Yehuda help us in this situation? We're speaking about a mitzvah, the araisa of b'shoch b'cho, and the Rabbi Natan said because he came down in Meira. Meira was calling in Kabbalah. But Krishna is telling in b'shoch b'cho. This kasha the Rosh asks on the Rabbi Natan. It's a meiridik kasha. But later, Taisva says, and that based on it based, Taisva's Grad says, that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold the Drosha of Vishach Becha, for some reason or other. Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold the Drosha of Vishach Becha. Now, so now it's a little easier already. If he didn't hold the Drosha of the Vishach Becha, so Memele, you have to know where he got a hold of his manim, Rabbi Yehuda. Taisva doesn't tell us how he got hold of his manim. And it's meiridik, you see the whole Gemara, Beisilo said later, B'shach b'cho v'kamecho, z'man shri v'zman kime, Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold up the drosha b'shach b'cho. So I'll kopon him, so the kash is not so difficult to understand. So the z'man of Krishna is not dependent in z'man shrive. For somehow or it's dependent in the kronos ha-kobonis. What the connection is, you have to know, but the kasha is not so difficult to really understand. He wasn't governed by the b'shach b'cho. He wasn't governed by the b'shach b'cho, So therefore, the Zman Krishna we can elevate before Tzaysa Kechov. Who? Vim Taima. So Mamela, that's taking care of. Vim Taima, Heich Onu Mispa. But you have to understand one more thing. The Rabbeinu Tam said a double Chiddush. Chiddush number one, that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, that Legabe Zman Eitvile, the Zman Arvis, starts from Plaga Mincha, now in a quarter before Laila. That's one Chiddush, that's not too bad. Chiddush number two, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold up the drosha v'shach b'cho. Because if we hold up the drosha v'shach b'cho, then we're in half water, like the Rosh answered. It means we're in ganzen soymach and Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such drosha v'shach b'cho, in this man Krishna is telling in this manim of philosophy. Bim Taima, Rektaisvis, if we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, Heich Anu Mispalim Tvilas Minche Samach Lecha Sheikh Vapila Acha Plaga Minche. The way we mentioned before, the Seder of the Zmani Tvil and the Shul was they daven Meirev after the Shkia, and they daven Minche before the Shkia. So Taisvis says, so we're not consistent. If we hold, we feel like Rabbi Yehuda, how are we allowed to daven Minche after Plaga Minchit, it's Man Meire. Yeshloima, the Kaimalon Kerabono, the Omri Zman Tfilas Mincha, Amincha Adher. We also hold like the Chachomim, that one can lay Mincha, Tavin Mincha, till night. Vomrino le Kamon, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, and the Gemara says, Hashte de loikme hilchese loikemar ve loikemar. The Gemara was not machia how we paskin. The Ovid kemar Ovid, the Ovid kemar Ovid. So Memele, if one wants to feel zich according to Rabbi Yehuda, one can feel zich according to Rabbi Yehuda. If one wants to feel zich like the Chachamim, so Memele, one can feel zich like the Chachamim. So Memele, we daven mincha after the plaga mincha, we're saying mechan the Chachamim. So Taisa says, but mikol mokim kashe. But you can ish tansen ab zwei chasenes. Da havi kitrei kuli de soschen abodi. That means one can pick a panne. He can, there was no hachro how to paskin. If you want, you can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want, you can feel like the chachomim. But be consistent. You can't daven minche from the plaga minche and daven meirev after the shki and say am yoitze. It's other. Either you feel like Rabbi Yehuda, or you feel zich like the Chachamim. Mikol mokim kashi davi kitrei kuli disoschen adodi. There are two kulis which one contradicts the other. Shei me eze tam onim mispalim arvis miyad lache plaga mincha. Why do we daven meirev the minute after the plaga mincha ended already? Mishum de kaim alon de shas ha mincha kolok ha divir Rabbi Yehuda. O miyad ha bizman arvis. O bizman ha tvila atzmo le kaim alon ke Rabbi Yehuda elo ke Rabbon. And when it comes, and we daven mincha after the plaga mincha,
And at the same time, we're davening Vayre because we're Samech according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Memeila Taisa says this is contradictory. It's not Oiskehalten Lahalot. It seems others want to say that the Rabbeinu Tam really held that Me'iker Adin we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda. If we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, after Plaga Mincha has Adin Laila. The whole question is why we daven Mincha. So the Tvilas Mincha Hikilo, since Tvilas Mincha is Adarabonon, so Tvilas Mincha, even though it is a Tarti Disasri, it's Tiridik, Adarabonon is flexible. Adarabonon said you can daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, even though Lalocha were paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. But Al-Kafonim Artaisvis does not like the Shtik Teire of the Rabbeinu Tam. So now we have a new Mahalach. Al-Kain Oymeri, the Vadai Kriyishma shall base Aknesses Ika. The Kriyishma shall base Aknesses. The Kriyishma that we lay in Shul, that Rabbeinu Tam is correct. We yaitse with that Kriyishma. We daven Meire, but it's before Tzeisak Rechovim. How can we permit ourselves to daven Meire? We hold according to these Tanoim in the Gemara, the only Mishosh Kidesh Hayoim. They hold Mishosh Kidesh Hayoim, that means on that base of Midbeis we'll have a Machlokes Tanoim, when this man Shchive is. The Tanavah Mishnah holds Tzeisak Rechovim. Other Tanoim hold Mishor Shekidish Hayoim, as soon as, right after the Shkia. As soon as it becomes Bein Ashmoshes, that's Rabbi Lezer holds like that. That is this man of Shchive. That's one Tanoim. Vigam, there's another Tanoim that says, Mishor Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Lohosir Dain Yisudis Erev Shabbos. This man Shchive is when people start eating Erev Shabbos. Vehi hoysa mi ba'oid yoyim. Or mi yoyse sho avis man tzilem. So Taisma says, we don't pass him like our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, we're not oyskal. According to our Mishnah, it's man krishma shal avis starts from Taisak Echov. But there are other tanoim. Others put it a little bit more able. It's a meire de kishas ha-tchak. They couldn't find the minion by Taisak Echov. So we are Seimach, we rely b'shas ha-tchak on these Tanoim who hold that this man Krishma does not start, this man Shchive does not start from Tzeisak Echovim, it starts either from the Shkia or this man Shed B'nei Odom Nichnosim Lohosei, is therefore, that's what we are Seimach on these Tanoim. V'gam raya, the Rav have a matzli shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara says later, in the third perek, that Rav davened Meirev shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. He davened Meirev early. So you see, Rav davened Meirev early. And Mestami gam hoye kairi krishma. Mestami he was kairi krishma. Taisa assumed he didn't, Rav was a Talmud Chochem, he didn't say krishma shal alamita. So Mestami, we yaitzitake with a krishman of his man kodem. Mikol oisin or rayis mashme de krishme shobais aknesses hi ike. Vaho de koma bi yirishalmi. Lama ho yu kairim be beis aknesses. Now, so everything is good. Now the whole problem is why did the Yerushalmi have a problem? If everything is good, so why did the Yerushalmi have a problem? The Shalmi is why do we lay in the beis aknesses? Oinu rabbeinu tam, shoho yu regilim likreis kriyishma koidim tvilosa. So the easiest way to learn Pshat and Tosfos would be that the Yerushalmi is speaking about Mincha. And the Yerushalmi asks a Shaila by Mincha, why do we learn Krishma before Mincha? It's not this man Krishma. Akoyre Shema Koydim Lechein Leyotso. So the Yerushalmi answers, Lamoy Betvile Miteich Divrei Teire. But it is very modern if one looks in the Yerushalmi to say that the Yerushalmi is speaking about Mincha, because the Yerushalmi says it's Bein Hashmoshes and Misofik, he shouldn't be Yotze. It's very modern to say that the Yerushalmi is speaking about Mincha. But the Pashtus of Loshen HaTosfos is, If Yerushalmi is speaking about Meir, it is a terrible problem.
Taisa says we paskin according to the Tanoim that hold that,
according to the Tanoim that hold that we Yaitse Afilu before Taisa Kechob. Is the Pashtis, without looking in the Yerushalmi, we can assume that Taisa means to say the Yerushalmi is speaking about Mincha, and the Yerushalmi asks, why do we learn Krishna before Mincha? And the Yerushalmi answers, Glamit the Trilla Matech the Vreitech. Come on, Shannon Gilmay Marashre Trilla. Oh, I say Krishna, Eina Ella Lamit the Trilla Matech the Vreitech. That Krishna is only Lamit the Trilla Matech the Vreitech. And we can hear it. Me she kaire Krishna al mitosai. She ain't lavore. If a person learns Krishna al mitosai, ain't lavore. There's no necessity to say Birchus Krishna. The gamein itzach likrois ala parsha rishayne, because we can rely that we were yaitza with mitzvahs krishma, with krishma shalals. Zach the gemara. Tane heiche koi. The tane starts from when, that's what the Rashi says, heiche koi, me heiche kosoli, the tane bei chayvas krishma, she hischelishel kanz mana kriye. Where did the tane, like he's starting in the middle of a sentence. First, the Tana should have told us that there's a chiyuv likrishma. And then he should ask when the zman of the chiyuv is chal. What is he going on? If he's starting in the middle. Tana heichekoi diktoni me'emesai. From when do you start? The su, in the second shaila, maishna de toni ba'arvis bereishe, lisni de shachis bereishe. Why did he start with the mitzvah of Krishma shel Arvis? He should start with the mitzvah of Krishma shel Shachris. So why is the mitzvah of Krishma shel Shachris nicer than they'll start with Shachris? He said, why don't you start with Arvis? What's the Gemara Shaila? So Taisva says, listen to the Shachris Bereshit, ki the Ashkerin betamid d'chsiv shel boiker tchile. By the Kolben Tamid, we see the Torah was magdim the Tamid shel Shachar, before the Tomid shall be in our bay. So we have to understand what Taisvis is saying. By the Tomid, both the meeting were by day. So the Torah said, the one in the morning, then the one in the afternoon. And here we're speaking about the Krishma at night, and so that's the connection to the Tomid. Now, but it would seem that Taisvis means to say like this, when a person starts off the day, so the Torah speaks about the mitzvah he meets up with first. He meets up with the Tomid Shel Shachar first. Later he comes to the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. So Vinish V, when a person wakes up in the morning, he learns first Krishma Shel Shachar, and then later he learns Krishma Shel Arvis. Even though in Lomdus, Krishma Shel Arvis is for the next day, and this is this day, but also upon him, the person, the Seder or Asiya is Krishma Shel Shachar before Krishma Shel Arvis. And the Torah is very mesudic. The Torah says how the person does it, that's how the Torah writes it. So the Tana should have followed in the footsteps of the Torah and started off with Krishna Shoshach. So the Gemara answers, Tana Akrokoi. The Tana was going on the Pasuk. V'chsi v'shach b'cha v'kumach. The Pasuk said v'shach b'cha. So now he started explaining this Pasuk. V'hochi k'toni. Zman kriyeshma de shchive emes. When does the zman shchive start? The zman kriyeshma de shchive emes. And that he answers, misha shakehonim nechnosim lechel betrumosim. So he's going on a posik. He wants to explain a posik. So therefore, the seder a posik is kriyeshma shal shchive koidom le kriyeshma shal kime. The boy is saying, yalev mi biryosei shaloyim. Then he says, I'll tell you a second teretz. Yalef mi biryosei shaloylam. Dechsi vayi erev vayi voiker yoim echad. Why is it necessary to say a new teretz? What's wrong with the first teretz? We'll see there's problems with the second teretz. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Teretz says, because if the Tana is interested in explaining these two words, v'shach b'cho, when zman shchive is, when zman kime is, so he used the wrong terminology. He should have said, me'emesai koirin eshma de shchive. If he's going on the posik, so be'emesai koirin shma de shchive. Emesai koirin shma de kime. Because he's explaining the posik. He's starting to speak about the day. May Amos I Kairin Shema Ba'arvin. So it seems that he's speaking about the days, not about the Pasuk. So that's why the Gemara says, Tane is going, Tane Yalev Mibir Yoshe Shalom Dachsiva Yerev Vehivoyke Yoim Echot. And it would seem that according to this Teretz, the Tane is not explaining the mitzvah of Kriyashma, the Tane is explaining the Seder Hayoim. And since the Yoim starts Balayla, that's the beginning of the day, Vayhi Erev Vayhi Voiker Yoim Echot, so the Tane say, with what mitzvah does the night start with? How does Fakan Tachdush Yerim said that the first mitzvah about mitzvah Bocha has is Krishma, as soon as he becomes a goddess, Mokhi, the Krishma Shalarbis. So the Tane is explaining what the Seder Hayoim is. The Seder is speaking about Arvis. What does a Yid have to do as soon as it becomes night? Yes, the length. So therefore, he starts off with the Seder Halayla. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, if that is pshat in the Mishnah is explaining Seder Halayla, and then Seder Hayoy, Seifa Diktoni, Bishacha Mevorich Shtayim Lefoneho, V'achas Lachel, U'be'erev Mevorich Shtayim Lefoneho, Shtayim Lachel. The next Mishnah explains what the Birchas Krishma of Shachis are, what the Birchas Krishma of Arvis are. So why was he Magdim Shachis to Arvis? According to the first parents, he started off explaining the Pasuk. The Pasuk speaks about Birchas Krishma. He finished explaining, the Pasuk speaks about Krishma. He finished explaining about Mitzvahs Krishma, so finished, now he can go his own Seder. But according to the second parents, the Tana is Mevayir Seder Hayoim, and the Yoim starts with Erev. So when it comes to Birchas Krishma, he's Magdim, the Birchas Krishma of Shachris, to the Birchas Krishma of Arvis. So how does this agree with the second Peretz? Listen to the Arvis Bereish. So the Gemara answers, Tane Posach Barvis. He started speaking the Seder of Meir. Then he said the mitzvahs are achal in the morning. At the koi b'shachis, now he's already speaking about the morning, porish mili b'shachis. The porish mili b'arvis. He started already speaking all the dinim, we're up to Krishma shal shachis, so he already spoke about the brochis, and then he went back to the brochis of Meir. Rashi, akro koi, v'shom lomad choy v'sakriya. V'boy yisayme, hod isnan arvin b'reishe, yalef mi b'ryosei shaloylam. He started learning Mibir Yosei Shaloyla. Hoder Tana B'Shachis, Meimis Haker Neshma B'Shachis. Let's see Taisis. Ihochi, Seifa Diktoni Shachis B'Reishe, Hi Amrit B'Shloime D'Samech Akrode B'Shoch Becho. If the Tana was Samech on the Pasuk of B'Shoch Becho, in Kainani Makbit Koel HaKrishma, so therefore in Krishma was Magdim Arvis B'Shachis. But if you say the Tana was Seimech and the Pasuk of B'Riyosei Shaloylam, and can copy the Akomili, so he should be Makpid on everything. He should be Magdim Seder HaLayla to Seder HaYayim. And can say for Diktoni. So therefore the Sefer Shver, why he started, it was Magdim Krishma, the Birchas Krishma Shoshach is before the Birchas Krishma Shalal. Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneo. So the Tana says the Birchas Krishma we make. So it's 3 in the morning and 4 at night. Sheva brachos. So all together we make sheva brachos. Have a connected sheva by yom hilal ticha. The zachi of hilul of 7 brachos. So Taisa says v'leika chashiv yiru einenu. L'chayra there's another brachos. There's a brachos yiru einenu that ends with achsim. Baruch Hashem loyla mami v'ami. He broche tiknu rabbonon, kidei lahamtim lechavireyem bebeis haknesses. Means the reason this broche is said is that if someone comes late, we'll see later in the Gemara, the botek nisiyas bizman chazal were in amokim sakone. There were mazikim there. So if someone came late and if the Olam would leave, he'd be left alone in Shul. So therefore, they were misakin, they extended the Ma'ariv, that he should say Yiru Einenu. So we see what the Musig of late means by Chazal. That means he came a little late, and the Goyin says, so when he davens, he shouldn't say Yiru Einenu, he's davening B'Yechidus. He shouldn't say Yiru Einenu. So Al Koponim, they said Yiru Einenu. He's gonna skip over Yiru Einenu. So we'll accomplish that they'll go for Kerar at the same time. This was the Tachlis of Yiru Einenu. But this is not Mibirchas Krishna. This is Samazoy Agmilas Chesed to make sure that the latecomers shouldn't be left alone in the Beis HaKnesses. The Davke the Beis HaKnesses Shalohem. So Taisvah says, the whole necessity to say Yiru Einenu, because we don't want to leave him alone. Shahoyu aindim besode, vehem sukonim min amazikim. There, both ikhnesiyas were besode, and there was a sakon from amazikim. Is therefore, so they were masakin yiru einenu. Or you have to wait. Avo bebote ikhnesiyas shalonu, ein tzrichim lahamtum lachavireim, elo balaylo. By our both ikhnesiyas, so since it's not besode, you only have to wait balaylo. So Lachir, it's very interesting. But in their Botik Nisiyah, so when did they daven? We're talking about Ma'ariv over here. Yiru Einenu was by Ma'ariv. So it would seem from Taisvis that they did not, that Bizman Chazal, they daven Ma'ariv earlier. Bizman Chazal, they daven Ma'ariv earlier. It's very interesting. Let us see for 1 minute, a Taisvis and Daf Chavovah Mitbeis. Yaakov, Chavava Medbeis, the third taste was from the bottom. Yaakov, Tikein, Tfilis, Arvis. Teime, the Oma Bepeire Kid Hanoshe, Vayelech Chorono, Yaakov went to Choron. Kimoti le Choron, after he came to Choron, Boi le Meheda. He wanted to go back. Oma Efshe Shabarti, Bemokim, Shispalu, Avoisai. And so he went back to Haramiri. Alme, Hos the Hosam Mukhak dispalul arvis beyoin, on me achesh ispalul, so from that sugi and chumun vaistois, vayib gaba moke, he davened mairib over there, that's tfilis mairib, vahavidaita ila meheda. And he wanted to return. And then, that's chatten posuk, vayib gaba moke, he was spalul mairib, and he wanted to go back, vayol en shom ki bo ashomesh, he remained there because the sun went down. So Koponim weiss doch ois, that Yaakov Avinu davened Ma'ariv before the sun went down. As he weiss doch ois. Yaakov Avinu originated Tfilis Ma'ariv. The Koshe Lemas Nisin, the Peri Kamer, the Koma, Shein is Man Tfilo, it's not Man Tfilo, Krishma Sama Tzeis HaKechove. Ulefima Shepirashnu, but this thesis is under the influence of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Kaim along Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Atlaga Minche, Niche. Yaakov Avinu also held like Rabbi Yehuda, it seems. So that means that you daven Ma'ariv early. The Yofi Minik Shalonu, that we daven Ma'ariv early, and Taisa said not only it's good, the Adarabe, Toivli Spalo Mi Bo'oid Yoim Tzach. Let's look at the originator of Tfilis Ma'ariv. The originator of Tfilis Ma'ariv was Yaakov Avinu, he davened before the Kivu HaShomer. So Al Koponim Taisvus holds that the Lechatchila Dikizman of Ma'ariv is Miboid Yoim. So Mamelu, that's what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying that Bizman Chazal, if there were Mesakin Yiru Einenu, you have to wait. That's Tavke. If the Botik Nesiyas were Besodai, so there was a Sakon of Mazikim. So Mamelu, you had to wait that he shouldn't leave him alone. Bizmanenu, you don't have to wait, unless you'll daven Ma'ariv at night. So then there's a problem of night. Then you have to wait for the chavah. Yeah. Gemara says further. Omar ma, mishor shakehanim nechnosim lechel betrumosam. That the Mishnah says, when does this man Krishna start? Mishor shakehanim nechnosim lechel betrumosam. So the Gemara asks, Mechdei kahanim emes ko'ochli truma. When did the kahanim eat truma? Mishas seis hakechovim. This man, when a kohen tomei is allowed to eat truma, that's mishas seis hakechovim. Listening, mishas seis hakechovim. So why did the Mishnah run around the bush? The Mishnah sort of said, emes hakechovim abahavim, mishas seis hakechovim. So the Gemara answers, milsa agavuchei kamash melon. Kahanim emes ko'ochli bitrume. When do kahanim eat trume? Mishas seis hakechovim. That is man achila from a kohen tomei. When is he a kohen tomei shetovo mi boid yoim? Is man achila is mishas seis hakechovim. And the Tana wants to tell us. Vohoke mashmalon. This is achidish agavuche. The kapore loy ma'akve. That even we'll have a kohen, that's a mechusa kippurim, that means, let's say you have a kohen, that's a metaira or zov, which has to bring korbonus. So the gemar taira of this kohen is not after Herev Shemesh, but trume is not dependent on the gemar taira. Achilas trume is after Herev Shemesh, even though he's still a mechusa kippurim, even though he's still not completely toyer, so for kochim he's not allowed to eat, but trume is allowed to eat. Kedisanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Obo HaShemesh B'Toyer, Biyash, Shimshay Ma'akvosay Milechol B'Trume, Ve'en Kaparosay Ma'akvosay Milechol B'Trume. He says, the title of Trume is totally Biyash Shimshay. So, Ktoisvis, V'hoke Ma'ashmolon, De Kapore, Let's see, Rashi, Mishas, Teis, Akrom, Shehu, Gemar, Biyash HaShemesh, Kediyalef Lekamon. They says the Gemara of Bias Hashemesh ends with Tzeisa Kechov. Vokem Mashmalon de Kapore loy ma'akre. That the Kapore is not ma'akre. Ve'im toima otanine chode zimna b'mesaches negoim. U'maisi lo b'ho'oru. There's a Mishnah, Herib Shimshoi oichol betrume. Yesh loima v'regile shal Mishnayis lashmi'inam b'koitzer af l'mashem b'furish klav. Ein Echanami, there's enough in the Mishnah that the Havos Kobonoisid is not Ma'akev in the Taire. Ma'afal Pikein, the Tana wants to be Meramizid here. We just learn a little Gemara further to end the Shtikul Gemara. Umimad, so the Tana brought a Posik to prove that as soon as Tzeis HaKechovim comes, he's allowed to eat Truma. Bo HaShemesh V'Toyv HaChayech Min HaKotshim. So the Gemara asks, Umimai Dahai Uvo HaShemesh Biyas HaShemesh. How do you know it should translate the Pasuk? That Uvo HaShemesh means that the sun went down completely. V'Hai V'Toyr Toyr Yoyme. That the day passed away, the day left us. Vilma Biyas Oyroi. Maybe Uvo HaShemesh means that the light of the Shemesh came. That means we're not speaking of the Shemesh that went down. We're speaking about the Oir HaShemesh that comes in the next morning. Vilma Bias Oirayu. Maybe the Pasuk means Ubo HaShemesh, it will become light the eighth day. Umay V'Toyer Toyer Gavre. And he will become Toyer through bringing his Kabonis. What does Rashi say? Vilma Bias Oiray. Sheyoyr HaShemesh B'yoy Mashmini. The Pasuk is not speaking about the luminary, about the sun. The Pasuk is speaking about the Oyr HaShemesh. And the Oyr HaShemesh comes in the morning. The sun goes down at night, but the Oyr HaShemesh comes in the morning. Sheyoyr HaShemesh B'yoy Mashmini. V'yitoyr ha'ish atmoy v'havoyz kobonoyso. V'achar, and after he brings the kobonis, then he's yoychum in HaKotshim. If that would be pshat in the Pasuk, that he has to contribute to his tire, he has to bring kabonis, leime kro v'yitoher, a loshin tzivui, that he should be metayer himself, ayidei havos kabonaiso, mai v'toher, toher yoimi, that the day passes by, so bo HaShemesh means the sun goes down and the day passes by. Kedomri inshi iarev shimshi beitki yoime. The sun goes down and the day passes. Beitki yoime, toyer yoime. So Rashi says, in kein daikro, the toyer loshin tzivuyu, neimekro beyitoher. mai vetoya itki loshen ova nispanem in ha'olam hashemesh, that the sun left us completely.